thing. When God works in their hearts, he knew their thoughts. And he says, he knew their thoughts and said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up and stand forth in the midst. So he calls the guy up front. He stands right in the midst. He's not trying to hide anything. He wants to help this man with the withered hand, but his desire is also to help these religious leaders who had come for the wrong reasons. And we've preached this passage at length different times just because it's so evident in the day and time we live in people coming for the wrong reasons. But it says, he said, rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he rose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. There's your phrase. One thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or destroy it? So they asked before about the question about the Sabbath, or about at least the Sabbath days in verse number 2. And he asked them a question. They need to hear this. They once again, they're sitting, and they're sitting for the wrong reasons. They're sitting there because they want to trick Jesus and they want to capture Jesus. And he says, I want you to focus on something and I want you to answer this question. You know what it says? In Mark, it tells a similar story. In Mark 3:4, it says, and he saith unto it, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day or to do evil, to save life or to kill it? He asked the similar question that's there. But you know what it says in Mark chapter number 3? It says, but they held their peace. So he was asking a question, but they didn't answer. If they really wanted to discuss what was really happening in their life, and he's turning this around and says to them, hey, you're really good at asking these questions. Now let me ask you something. But they had nothing to say. Jesus gave them answers in verses 3 and 4. But here's the thing is, there is something that God wants to speak to your heart about. There's one thing that God is asking you about and that maybe he's pointing you to and saying, this is what I want you to focus on. This is what I want you to think about. This one thing. And that's where he comes to it. He says to them, I will ask you one thing. It's not a bunch of different things. He says, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy? And as it says in Mark chapter 3, but they held their peace. So he wants them to consider this one question, but they're refusing to answer. Now, why is that? Why is it that God, once again, these are the experts. If there was a religious question that was supposed to be asked, it was supposed to be asked that to them so they could give you their response and their answer, but they have no interest in the truth. That's the point, is they have no interest in the truth. They have no interest in doing what is right. They have interest in doing things their way. That's why they called the disciples on the carpet, which obviously weren't doing anything wrong. And we see that here, this man that has a withered hand, he needs to be healed. And that's what Jesus is looking at them. Your heart and your mind is so far away. And what I'm interested in and what you should be interested in, it's right here. So answer this question. Deal with the issue that you have. And this is the issue. Is this right? And what do they do? They say, you know what? We never thought about that. You know what? We should discuss that. You know what? We should go back and help me understand, because they were really good at the letter of the law, of their law, but they were not good at the spirit of the law. And so they're sitting there and they just hold their peace. I don't want to deal with that question. I don't want to answer that question. I want you to do what you do so that way I can condemn you. And see, this is the one thing that he's trying to get them to in this religious leaders. He says, I will ask you one thing. This is one thing. This is what I want you to think about. And this is what I want you to worry about. These are the things that I'm interested in you getting your heart right and you understanding what the Sabbath really looks like and you. And that's his desire here. And that's what it says in verse number 10. Looking round about upon them, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored, whole as the other. And look at the next phrase. And they were filled with madness. They don't want truth. They don't want the relationship with God. They don't want to be right with him. He was there. And if they wanted to stand up and say, we don't think you should heal on the Sabbath because of this and because of this, because of this. And they could have presented the case. He asked them that question. Instead, they sat still because they don't want to deal with their truth. And I'm telling you, you say, what does this point have to do with us? Is that many of us have a one thing in our life. And he is bringing it right to our heart. He's asking us this question. And he says, I will ask you one thing. And he's saying, here's the one question. Why won't you deal with this? We've heard it preached about before. We've been convicted about it before. We saw things before. And it's just like we don't even pretend it's there. And he's bringing it to these religious leaders' heart and bringing it right here and say, here's the one thing. Are you going to deal with it? And so as number one is that we must deal with our own one things, but we also must look at other people's one things when you see people acting hypocritical. Now, I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to discuss. I'm not going. And that's what the word of God here says, this one thing. And it says, and they were filled with madness. You can tell a lot about a person what they get angry about. You can tell a lot about a person what they get angry about. And commune one with another how they might, what they might do to Jesus. They watched, but they didn't want to have a discussion about truth. They wanted to trap him. You're not going to trap Jesus. But these Pharisees and religious leaders are not interested in truth. They are religious, but they are wrong. They are ignoring the one thing that God is trying to hold their... He says, this is what I want you to focus at. This is what I want you to think about. And I think if we were honest, if you're waiting for me to tell you one thing, I don't know what your one thing is. But I know what my one thing has been before in the past. I know that there are sometimes things in our hearts and lives that we just don't want to answer and that we just don't want to deal with. And because of that, we turn around and we struggle. Let's look in Luke chapter number 20. Luke number 20. Dealing with probably not the exact same, but the similar group. Luke chapter number 20. The point is, it's not just about the question. It's also about the answer. It's not just about the question. It's also about the answer. As I mentioned already, that when they had asked this question, they held their peace. They didn't really truly want what God wanted for them. They didn't want to deal with the issue that was right in front of them. Instead, they would come to church to do other things. I mean, it's sort of like coming to church and just talking to one another. It's sort of like just showing up and just, I'm not here, I'm not interested, don't really want to worship, don't want to spend, I'm just here to talk to somebody else. They were there and the whole purpose was to try to trap Jesus. No interest in worship. If their worship is okay, their laws are okay. But when it comes to that, Jesus is saying, I want you to work on this. Nope. I'm going to remain silent. Why is it you do this? Don't know. And it's easy to say, don't know, because we push it off. Well, I have to think about that. Jesus and God is coming to our hearts and saying, there's one thing I want you to deal with. I want you to deal with this one thing. But just look what it says in Luke chapter 20. Similar story, same thing, this phrase, one thing. It says, and it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders. So we see here that he's there, he's teaching in the temple. And look at the group, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders. And he spake unto them, saying, tell us, by what authority dost thou do these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority? So they're coming to Jesus and they're saying, we demand of you this question. But look at his response. And he answered and he said unto him, I will ask you one thing. I'll tell you whatever you want to know if you can answer this. Look what he asks. He says, I will ask you one thing and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Now, this should be an easy response. There should be truth. We should be able to respond with the truth. And if the truth is wrong, if we're wrong in our truth or what we think is truth, we should be able to have discussion about it. But look at their response. And they reason within themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then believe ye not him not? But if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. And they answer, and they could not tell whence it was. They could not give an answer because they had a reason amongst themselves. It's sort of like, here's truth. I'm going to go talk to somebody, and here's the thing. Oh, no, I need to go talk to so-and-so to make sure they agree with me. No, truth is truth. It isn't having to go talk to so. He says, what is it? And so then they go and have this little powwow over here. He says, well, if John was from heaven, then we should have believed. He's going to ask why we didn't believe. And if we say that he wasn't of heaven, then the people are going to be upset. It's another point here is they're not really interested in truth. Jesus is asking personal questions. Once again, he knew their thoughts. And back in Luke chapter number 6, he understood their thoughts. He brings them to this one thing. I'm going to ask you this one question. I want you to deal with this one question. This is what I want you to focus on. I'll answer anything you want to know about who the authority is. I'll tell you who the Father is, and I'll tell you that he sent me from it. But if, before you're going to believe, there's something wrong in your heart, and there's something you must deal with, there's something you need to deal with, and here's the one thing that you need to deal with. What about John? He said, was it really about John? It wasn't about John. It was revealing something that was inside their heart. Remember, a few years ago, we did that theme, Consider, and we talked about the great questions of the Bible. And when God asks man a question, he is not looking for information. He is trying to reveal something about himself to man, or he's trying to reveal something about man to man, something about themselves. And there are so many great questions of the Bible. I don't think we even looked at either one of those questions in that series, but I love that series because it reveals something about herself, and he knew her thoughts. And when he's sitting there and he's looking there, and he looks at this man with this withered hand is there and saying, hey, is it right to heal him on the Sabbath day? Is this okay? It wasn't the fact that he was looking for information. God is not looking for information. God's not looking for your excuses. God already knows what's on your heart. He's looking for you to deal with this on your own. He's looking for you to say, there's something here. There's one thing that I want you to focus on. And I know that one thing causes a lot of other sins and a lot of other problems and a lot of other scenarios. That's what the problem here with the John the Baptist question was, is because of the fact that they had to keep the same presence in front of the men. They had to keep this presence in front of the people, that they could not believe in John because John was the one that would call them different things, tell them that they need to get right with God. They couldn't believe in John that way, but they also had to remain spiritual in front of the people. It wasn't, hey, let's set aside all the peripheral things and let's deal with what really is happening in my heart, and let's really deal with what's going on inside. Let's deal with the one thing that God is trying to get a hold of our hearts. And that's why he asked them this question, and he puts it right to them and says, well, what do you think about John? He didn't need to know about John. He didn't need to know what was in their heart. He already knew about John. He knew the hypocrisy of their heart. And he's saying, this is what you need to deal with. There's no sense for me to tell you that I'm from God the Father. He had already told him where he had been from. There's no sense to deal with that until you're willing to deal with the one thing that he keeps on saying, this is what I want you to work at. And I love these questions that he asks. And I love the fact that they're there. And they say in verse number 7, and they answer that they could not tell whence it was. They were taking and trying to just figure out, okay, let me see how things are flowing. And if how things are flowing, then I'll go ahead and go with this group. Or I'll go with this group. We must look past these things. And we must go out there and say, what is the one thing? What is it that's causing me not to have a heart for God? What is it that's causing me not to have a heart for God's people? What is it that's causing me not to have a heart for his word and a love for him, that desire? What is that one thing that God is just trying to get me to focus on? And he goes, and these religious leaders are trying to trap him. They're trying to trick him. They're not coming for the right reasons, but they are super religious. And they had to keep up this facade. They had to be right in front of the people, and they're willing to discuss things, but not discuss it with the Father. And it is amazing to me, and that he brings this to us, and he says one thing. He says, how do you make that applicable to us today? Because he knows our hearts, and he brings one thing to our hearts, and he brings one thing to our minds, and he wants us to deal with it. But we often respond like this. Nope. Let's talk about, you know, what you shouldn't do on the Sabbath. And let's talk about John the Baptist over here. And let's talk about, well, before I should ever listen to you, by what authority? Authority is one of the key issues that we live in today. It's like, who's going to be in charge is many times where all the problems come from. You know, inside of a house, who's going to be in charge? The husband or wife? The parents or the children? There's God's structure that has been done, that we care more about what the children think than what God thinks sometimes, or we care more about what our mate thinks than what God thinks. And that sometimes the woman tries to take the role that's not supposed to be there, and children many times try to take the role that's there. But what is the issue there? It's authority. There's God-given authorities. There's God-given authorities in church. There's God-given authorities in government. There's different, and he tells us how to deal with them. But it's like, I want to be in charge. I want to be in charge. And that's the issue, is who's going to be in charge because of that. And that's what he's saying. They're like, what authority are you doing this under? They were saying, we didn't give you this authority. What right do you? And he says, okay, here's the thing. Can you answer this? And what it reveals to them, and you see it right here, they have to go talk to one another. You would think if they had that close relationship with God, they would be there. And there's this large group and they're discussing, well, if we say this, they're going to say this. If they say this, we're going to say, no. Look at them and say, you know what? If we love God, we see that this is hypocritical and we see there's a problem here and we must deal with this. This guy who we're trying to trap shows us something wrong with our own heart. Let's go and get our hearts right so we can answer him and say, you know what? We're not really sure. We talk bad about John, but we're fearful of the people. No, people don't want to do that. They don't want to deal with the question. And he's coming to us and saying one thing. He's got one question for you. And there's one answer. And the question is, are you willing to answer it? Because we don't like to answer those things that cut kind of deep. And once again, there's been more than once in my life that I wanted to ignore the one thing. There's been more than once in my life, there's the one thing that's right in front of me. I'm like, I'm going to come to church. I'm really good at telling everybody else what they should do. But there's that one thing that's there. But I'm like these religious leaders. I don't want to deal with it. But those religious leaders make us sick, don't they? Those religious leaders are the ones that are causing the issues and the problems. And they're trying to, these religious leaders are the ones that killed Jesus. These religious leaders are the ones that have does all these wicked things. And you see how they are so hypocritical. And I look at that, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to get to the spot where someone comes and approaches me with a question and God approaches me with a question. I need to go ask somebody else, how can we figure out what's right to say? Because I really believe they would have said whatever they could to get out of this. If it meant that they could make Jesus look bad. No interest in the truth. No interest in what's right. As long as I can keep my facade, as long as I can keep this testimony, and God is bringing to our heart, here's one thing I want you to think about, one thing I want you to deal with, one thing that you need. Stop putting it off. Now, it could be forgiveness. It could be a lack of surrender. It could be a lack of compassion. It could, once again, it's not my job to point out that one thing, but God many times brings in our heart, hey, there's the one thing that I've been trying to get you to work on for so long. But you're acting like the Pharisees. You're acting like the religious leaders. We're acting like, I'm not going to answer that. And he even comes to them in that first story and asks them the question, is it right to heal on the Sabbath? And it says that afterward they got mad. They were filled with madness, meaning that they could have stood up and said, nope, you need to wait and be healed tomorrow. Now, who would have done that? No one would have done that. But that's what they want. They didn't care about the person. They didn't care about the people. They only cared about who was in charge. So I sit here and I read this. And that's what you get the idea here, where he brings them to one specific question. I want you to answer this one thing. It's what I want you to think about. One thing. Their answer isn't rooted in what God wants. Their answer is rooted in fleshly things. Verse number 5, it says, and they reason with themselves, if we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then believe ye not him not? One thing. So what is the one thing that is breaking your fellowship with God? Now you might say, Pastor, there's nothing breaking my fellowship with God. I'm perfectly right with him. He brings things to my heart. I have an open conversation with him. I speak to him. I'm fantastic. And some people may be at that spot. But I know many times God is always interested in taking that next step. What is that one thing that's holding us back from that next step? What is that iniquity that the Bible talks in Isaiah about how our iniquities have separated? And we just, how long are we going to sit like this? How long are we not going to deal with it? How long are we going to continue like this? And that's what these Pharisees, they continued and they thought, well, we're good. How long? How long? And he's saying, this is what you need to hear. You need to hear, I want you to, this one thing is what I want you to focus on. Is it right to heal on the Sabbath? It would answer a lot of their other questions. Well, they're hypocritical over here and they do this wrong and they do this wrong. No, if they could get their heart right about this, which means surrendering to God's way, believing in Jesus, it fixes a lot of other things. I'm here to tell you that if we will fix the idea that if God's trying to work our heart and have an honest conversation with God, then these are the things. What could the one thing be? Could it be a lack of faith? Could it be he wants you to surrender? Could it be the fact that he wants you to forgive? Could it be the fact that he wants you to have charity? We're not done in 1 Corinthians 13. At least I don't think we are. As we've been working through that last week, and I've been trying to memorize it, probably 90-95% of there's just so much good stuff in there. And it's just so powerful. And that's, he comes to us and he says, hey, here's the one thing. There are certain things that we like to keep off limits. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk to you. And once again, it's individuals, I understand. But when God is bringing something and God uses individuals sometimes, then here's the thing. What's the one thing God's trying to get a hold of our hearts about? It's not just about the question. Because the question can be piercing. The question can be evident. When the question is asked, God's not looking for information. He's revealing something about yourself. God's questions probes because God knows our thoughts and God knows our motives. And what one question is God asking us? For us, it's how we answer. Here, neither one wanted to deal with it. Neither story. And he said, one thing. I guess once you answer one thing, then we can deal with these other things. We can deal with who my authority is under. We can deal with whether or not the disciples should be eating corn. We can deal with all these other little things if your heart's right. But if your heart is right, these other little things, you're never going to get it right because there's something wrong. And there's a question that I'm trying to get you to answer. That's God. It's not me trying to get you to answer. It's God saying this. And to the Pharisees and the religious leaders, it was about eating the corn. It was about healing on the Sabbath. It was about what they believed about John the Baptist. But it's the question is, there's something that's wrong in our hearts that we think is not a big deal, and we just leave it alone and say, I don't want to talk about that. We'll talk about everything else. We'll figure everything else out. But I want this one thing left alone. But we see the example that's there. That will cause a life where we get everything else wrong because we don't have a communication with God like we should. Our fellowship is strained. Because our fellowship is strained, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord's not going to hear from me. We want to put on the facade. We want to put on, I'm a good Christian. I do this. You should listen to me when it comes to this. You should listen here. Because that's what these guys are demanding. They're demanding an audience with Jesus. They're just not letting Jesus do what he wants. They're trying to trap him. They're coming to him and saying, by what authority are you doing this? Why is, you know, they're sitting there. They're not just, they want to be in charge. But their problem is they're not willing to deal with the question that he has. And it's just one question. This is what's wrong in your heart. Are you willing to get it right? This one thing. Now, in Sunday morning, we're going to look at the one thing that God wants us to remember. And we're going to look at the one thing that the rich young ruler lacked. And we're going to look at, if we have time, the blind man that says, this one thing I know. But the first part of the question here was, is there one thing that God's trying to get a hold of our hearts about that we just want to act like religious leaders? Don't want to deal with it. And I'm not talking about dealing with it with man. I'm talking about dealing with it with God. Open before him and maybe spend a few minutes and say, is there something, God, that you're trying to get a hold of my attention about? Is there something that's between me and you? What is that one thing? I bet you many of us, would, if we're close to the Lord, wouldn't even have to take a long time to figure it out because he's already speaking to our hearts about it. One thing. Let's answer that one question now. Let's pray.